Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. It's Thursday, the 24th day of May, believe it or not. We are just now finishing our fifth month
moving into half a year.
Six months. It's the best day. It's the best date of the year, so I'm very happy that
Why is it the best?
Why?
It's my birthday, Roy. Come on.
Is it your birthday today?
Yeah, of course. Ah, come on.
I didn't even know. I promise you, I didn't even know.
It's didn't you see the billboards on the highway?
No,
on the
I haven't
I
seen.
I can't read the billboards. I'm going too fast.
And
I
don't drive in Hebrew.
In Hebrew, yes.
And I don't drive through the highway. Maybe that's the problem.
You know,
yeah,
but
happy
you
birthday.
Know, thank you. You know about the billboards in Hebrew. You know about the dreams. You remember the joke about the dreams?
No, I don't. But let me tell you
the dream.
Yeah.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah.
So, the president of Iran, Khamenei, the brother of Ahmadinejad,
yes,
is calling Trump and said, "Trump, you know, I had a dream last night, and in my dreams, America was all broken down and in pieces and blown away everywhere, and everybody's dead." What does Trump said? "I also had a dream. My dream was Tehran." Was beautiful and prosperous and very beautiful billboards all over. So Khamenei asked him, what the billboards say? So he said, I don't know, Mr. Khamenei, I can't read Hebrew.
Roy, you know,
good one. Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He tweets a lot.
No.
And if people
not enough,
if people disagree with him, he blocks their tweets.
Yeah.
It's against the law. So
a guy
in America, yes, I'm serious, it was on the news this morning. So they've taken the law in, and the law says it's a free world, it's free speech, you're not allowed to do that.
That's according to Trump.
No, well, Trump's been told he's got to allow these people who are critical of him to read and to allow these tweets to come through.
Twitter is a private network. You can do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. If you don't want to listen to someone, you can block him yourself. Not the company Twitter doesn't block you. The person that block you. Like, I can block you on my Facebook. I can block you on my Twitter. It's a free...
So then was this fake news?
100% fake news. 100% fake news. And don't pay attention all that to all those things, please. So, the time is 9:10. You're listening to the best station, Chai FM. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for listening to us.
What's the Hebrew date?
The Hebrew date, I actually don't know.
You don't know?
No. Okay. Do you know?
Huh?
It's your birthday, you're supposed to know.
No, my birthday is not on the same Hebrew date. My birthday date is Zayin in Sivan. It's one day after Shavuot. Shavuot is Vav in Sivan. I was born after day after Shavuot.
Is it?
In Shavuot.
Zayin Sivan, here you go. But it's not Zayin Sivan today.
Zayin is the best date you can have.
Is this actually your birthday today,
it's
Leo?
A boy's...
Hey. It is your birthday today.
The English date is today. The
Hebrew?
What are you, 40, you're 41 now.
I am 41. Why say it?
Why not?
I want to say I'm 33.
Why 33? People don't like youngsters.
I like youngsters. Don't you like youngsters?
Older women like youngsters.
Do they?
You see?
I know.
I don't like women.
You like girls?
I like girls and girls and girls, and that's it.
But do girls like you?
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Yes.
Oh, let me tell you something. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to actually connect that into, and I'm going to let you listen to this morning what I put on.
Have you introduced the team, Roy?
No. Hold on a second. Before. Yes, but what team? You talking team? We've got the A team. You know, it's over the commandos here. Hold on a second. So, I want you just to listen to this guy because that's the most hilarious person. And I can't connect.
How
it.
Do you have the... Yeah, exactly. I want to ask you, how an iPhone connect to this connection?
No, this one is iPhone 7, so you it doesn't put, connect.
Yeah, but
no
you
one.
Can find it on your Facebook if you said... Or Instagram and play it from your Instagram on your computer.
No, I don't think so.
You can't.
I can send... Do you have an iPhone 6 or something?
Yeah.
iPhone 7 as well?
Yes.
A terrible man. Otherwise, I would... So this guy, what he says is, you can judge... No, he says... money bring women.
No, the way they appraise you or the way they look at how much you worth.
No, but that's afterwards. First of all, he says money brings women.
Okay.
And if you got a lot of money, you can bring really a nice woman.
Yeah.
Meaning people can see how much money you make by the way your woman looks.
By the quality of the woman you attract, right? That's
not attract. Not attract. The quality of the woman sitting next to you.
No, but you're still attracting the woman. I mean, otherwise she wouldn't sit next to you.
Attract with a wallet. That is attraction, I must say.
Of course it is.
The time is now 9:12, and you're listening to the... No, not the Porn Stars Unplugged. Actually, you're listening to Roy and Friends. And my name is Roy Peretz. For that, I've got my friends with me. From 96 Anton Drive, I've got Liel Rimon.
Yay, thank you.
He's an expert in Swiss watches and diamonds. And we've got Peter Feldman.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a pleasant day.
He is a blogger and South Africa's best movie critic. And we've got Moshe Staugard. Yay.
Good morning.
Moshe. Moshe is not feeling that great today. What's happening, Moshe?
No, I'm okay. It was last night. Today I'm all right.
Yeah, you were very quiet last night. So I didn't recognize you.
And then
you.
He like fade away.
He's coming here to take a nice half an hour sleep. What do you think? What exactly do you think?
At least he's not here.
I wasn't feeling
do you,
well.
Do you remember? Do you remember in the fifties and the sixties?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember, but maybe Moshe and Peter a little bit. In the 50s or the 60s, if you had a car, any car, that was attraction for girls.
100%.
Any car, even if it
three wheels,
didn't go.
Yeah.
Then in the 90s, it depends what car you have. If you have a Ferrari, hey, that's bullshit.
For sure.
And so that it's exactly like the guy said.
My first car I got in 64. It was a Ford Anglia, the little Ford Anglias.
Yeah, that's nice.
Attract a lot of
young
girls.
Tell us, what was your first car? Huh? So whoever, it's not so bad. I mean, we're gonna start Liverpool afterwards. But first of all,
but I learned how to drive. Oh, and a Subaru,
Subaru DL.
No. One of the new ones that's still there today. Not Camaro. What it's called? Subaru 1.8. No, a nice proper car. Not
serious.
Like, yeah.
You know, my first car was a car which I bought myself, and it was wasn't a nice car.
It was a Triumph Herald,
and it had it was a convertible.
You converted into a tractor.
No. It was a convertible. It was no roof, you know.
No roof.
But it was a proper convertible. It had no roof. And when I got it, it didn't have a windscreen neither. And I used to have like a big hat, like
that's
a sombrero.
Funny, boy.
Yeah, sombrero. But it had white seats.
Yes.
Just to attract the girls. It barely drove, but
Where was this?
That was in Israel. That was already, I was like 18.
So you had a car without a windscreen?
Without a front windscreen.
So when it went past in the wind,
I had to hold it on my head.
No, I can
see the image.
It was so funny.
You get to where you want to get, and you're not hungry because you ate mosquitoes in the way.
No, I couldn't go that fast.
Okay.
I mean, if you ran really fast next
to
the car,
10 k's an hour.
So you said the mosquitoes see you and just turn around slowly. No problem.
But it was a good. It was attracting the. I don't know. Maybe I was pretty.
I think.
I mean, I had a couple of girlfriends at the time, I must say.
So you put two in the front and two in the boot.
No, there was not place in the boot. I don't know if you remember. You know what? I'm going to upload one of the photos of
when
this.
When we were 16 and 17, we all had bikes and scooters and stuff like this.
Yeah.
Your friends also had.
No, definitely I had scooters and bikes.
Yeah.
But when you're 18, you want to get your car.
Yeah.
So, that was my first car. I had a Honda bike, 50cc Honda.
Yeah, but that's you don't go on the road. We used to go only on the rural.
We were going on the road. The 50, like 50,
I didn't buy my first car.
Didn't you?
No, it was given to me as a present by a very wealthy uncle.
I thought you hijacked.
He said when I turn a certain age, which was 21, he said he'd give me a car for my birthday.
That's nice.
And when I turned 21, I reminded him, and he gave me a car.
My uncle gave me a Parker pen. That's very nice of him.
Yes. And you can still write with the Parker pen.
But you can't
drive
the
car.
But I'll tell you, if you kept it till today, it would have been an antique.
Yeah. And the Parker pen still doesn't worth anything.
You just change the ink.
Let me tell you. So where we're standing, today is not really simple because let me change it. That's a very very nice music, and let me put this one. This one is nice. So just to let you know where we're standing now. We're standing now with what is happening in the Middle East. Lately it's going really crazy in the Middle East, and And I think it's amazing what how much the world last night I was discussing it, how much the world really hate the Jews. It's not that they believe the Palestinians. I don't think they believe the Palestinians. I don't believe that they actually care about the Palestinians. They only care about talking bad about the Jews. And let me give you an example. In Syria, for instance, Bashar al-Assad, he killed more than 650,000 of his own people in 6 years. And that's what's only reported in the media. Over and above that, he slaughtered 350,000 Palestinians that were in the refugee camp called Yarmouk.
Palestinian refugee camp outside.
He destroyed it completely to air. And is actually in those days, and today, like now, he's busy breaking the last stones in this refugee. He slaughtered over 350. I don't know, not only slaughtered. He actually, most of them, few of them ran away, and he chased them away. But he slaughtered hundreds of thousands of them. And here you go. Last week, 60 Palestinians crossed the border after being told, "Do not cross the border. Do not. You cannot get into a different country, running, wanting to kill the other side and expect not to be shot." So they shot 60 of them, which later we found out the 50 of them were actually a Hamas militant from the Hamas terrorist group. And still, the world is standing on his back legs and saying, "Hey, Israel, Israel, what Israel? And what happened to?"
Countries are bringing back ambassadors and what. You want to know a very, very good about 2017, and I'm sure you saw this detail as well. About 2017 only, last year.
Yeah.
In Syria, more than 50,000 people died.
Yeah.
On Google, 2.8 million searches or 2.8 billion searches on Syria. In Yemen, there is a big war in Yemen.
Yeah.
In Yemen and in Somalia together, I think about 30,000 people died. There is about 1.7 billion searches.
Believe it or not, yeah.
In Gaza Strip, last year, 2017, 95 people
died.
Has been killed. Yeah. Yes. 3.5 billion searches on
billion.
Google.
There you go. So it says a lot.
It
they really don't like us.
It doesn't make any sense but whatsoever.
We're trying to explain the world, but listen, look at Bashar al-Assad. And the Jews say, look failed. At Bashar al-Assad. It doesn't matter. They're not interested. If Israel is not involved, it doesn't matter.
Roy, you hit the nail on the head. They are not interested.
Yeah,
not,
but
we
also
know it's two sides. There's always two sides to every story, but they ignore one side. That's what they've been doing over generations. So it shouldn't come as a surprise that the focus is now on what the Israeli Defense Force has done. It shouldn't come as a surprise.
Not at all. And I think for the first time that, for my opinion, that Israel won that part of the conflict is by standing still and saying, "My friends, you crossed the border, we're going to shoot you." And they did it. And that's why the next day, which should have been the walk of the million people should have come.
Yeah.
No one came.
Nobody came
because Israel showed their strong standing and say, "That's enough. You cannot bully us anymore. I mean, we've got a huge army. We are a very, very strong nation financially not just financially. We're a very strong
technically,
nation. Technically.
You know, our technology is great.
Listen, this what Roy is talking about, the people trying to cross the border and every Friday coming thousands of people to the border,
yeah.
What's supposed to be millions, but it's only thousands, sometimes hundreds, doesn't matter. But whatever they come against us and coming with against us, in a matter of days, we got solutions and we already cut it off. They used to send kites with fire to burn our fields.
Agriculture terrorism.
In a matter of days, we bought new drones and made a plan, and they took off all these.
You know why?
Kites.
Because we can't shoot them, because they're doing it on their own border. From their border, They flying those kites.
No, but they went inside. The drones went inside and
But we cannot shoot inside. We cannot shoot the operators of those kites.
Why?
Because it's like, I don't know.
Where do you find them?
Yeah.
Why do we have a left wing government all of a sudden? What?
But yeah. Okay. But I don't know. We don't want to shoot them. Yeah, not right enough.
I wanted to say, Roy and Peter, you said about Israel and everything that Israel would this week talked about the F-35, a new planes, and tell what they did till far. The F-35, it's the what it's called? What's the, you know, the airplane that look like one wing from America? It look like a one wing, and in a radar you can't get him.
You can't pick it up.
You can't pick it up. Yeah. It's called the F-35. It's the new plane, and Israel bought in the last 2-3 years. They bought some of them. They already did, and they put on the internet. The army put on the internet a picture of two of them running next to each other.
Yes.
Now, if you look down, they are over Beirut in Lebanon. And that was very clever. Just said, no, look at our airplanes. But, Mr. Nasrallah, look where they are.
And no one picked up on that.
Yeah. A lot of people, everybody picked up on it. Especially
in Beirut.
Especially in Beirut, they know exactly what we tried to do. It was very
subtle. No, it wasn't subtle.
It was a message. Very naive. Like, look at our new planes.
Yes.
But look where they are.
Oh, that's right.
Let me tell you. All right. So we are, I just want to make tickle people with some ideas of what's happening with
it. But Troy, you have to understand one thing, or you have to agree with me on one thing.
Yeah.
That along with the fact that I agree with you 100% that there is anti-Semitism and people do not like the Jews, we also failing badly in the last 10 years against organizations like the BDS.
No, we're not failing.
And all this.
We are failing. No, we're not. No, because you're saying we are. It doesn't say we do. And I promise you, we don't really.
So how you got 3.8 billion
searches?
Or 95 deaths, and on 40,000, nobody cares.
Listen, what's happening? Just look at results. Don't look at people making noise.
I have a problem.
Don't look at people just making. What happened? Look at results. Look where was Israel 10 years ago and where it's now. Look where Israel was 5 years ago and where it's now.
Good. I know that.
Yeah.
How you can't put it to the world like the BDS put to the world that the Israel is killing children and whatever the horrible lies that they're saying.
I mean, you know what?
Why the world believe to them less than believe to
us? Let me tell you. So it's very simple. Israel is saying to the world, look at what's happening in Gaza. Look, you know, everybody thinks that Israel barricaded Gaza. And don't let Gaza move anywhere. And we barricade those people and we don't give them food or nothing like this.
Yeah, they're under siege.
So let me just put it right. They're under siege. They think they're under siege. Yeah. They've got a border as well with Egypt. Why don't they go to Egypt?
The Egyptians
barricaded from my side. Because Egypt will kill
also
them.
Yeah,
everybody thinks about that. I mean, so what? People don't know that? People know that. They choose to listen to them and not to listen to the Jewish people. Why? Because we Jews. And let me tell you what Shalom Aleichem said. Shalom Aleichem said that what's the definition of anti-Semitism?
What?
The definition of anti-Semitism is someone that hates the Jews more than is absolutely necessary. Believe it or not. So basically, if they say that, who we are. Let's go for a little bit of songs. Yeah. Let's go for something nice. I know we played some songs, but which ones do we play?
Just start the McQueen again. It's beautiful.
You like the Queen?
Yes.
Something different.
No, it's McQueen. What's his name? The one that sang now. American Pie. What's his name?
Don McLean.
Don McLean. Yeah. McQueen. McLean. It's the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Guys, this is Dust in the Wind from Kansas. Is it not?
It's Roy and Friends.
Yeah, it's Roy and Friends.
We're still the porn stars.
Yeah.
So anyway, hi Roy and team. I think I would have a great idea to invite Reddy Tlabi,
Eusebius
Mekaiza, and Bongani Mbingwe to the studio for a debate on the Gaza March. Gareth Cliff can sit on the corner. In terms of the girls, remember, Shalom Aleichem says, with money in his pocket, he is wise, he is handsome, and he can even sing. I mean, that's a good one. Yeah. That was Gimpel the Fool. Thank you. Then we've got Ronnie saying, Boker Tov, Roy and friend, good laugh in here. And here you're having good time in studio. Please, would you address the talk about serious issue of South African government, mainly ANC, calling for removing Israelis from South Africa, as well as trying to force the South African Jewish community to turn their back on Israel and decide with the ANC against Israel. Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you, Ronnie. So, would you believe that I'm laughing? Because I think it is laughable. There's nothing we can really do. Like I said before, who is going to listen to us? We are just a voice.
Yeah, but who's going to listen to the ANC when they tell you to turn your back on Israel?
Not as a Jewish person. You can't turn your back to Israel. We know some delusional people that do that actually go and march against Israel over the show. And I know some Jewish people, proper Jewish people, yeah. Even people that study in yeshiva school. Or in Jewish school, and they go into joining the BDS or whatever. But there's Shalom Achshav. It's even worse. There's places like Bethlehem that go in. Irritate Israeli soldiers just to get the response on camera. There's a lot of bad things happening in the world. I think we have to live with the fact that being a Jew is not really a picnic.
But on the other hand, we're not gonna say we're sorry about being Jews. That's finished 70 years ago. We're not apologizing for being Jews. Nobody's apologizing for the ANC. No, I'm not saying that. God forbid. I'm saying that as Jews, we're not apologizing anymore. And if the ANC want us out of here, we're gonna fight.
100%. We're gonna fight, but from the other hand, I think, the way they terrorize, the way they're allowing Malema talk like he talks and do what he does without prosecuting him, I think that the ANC is want the Jewish nation out of here. So because we actually expose most of them in the crimes and whatever they do, and if we don't do it ourselves, we actually send other people while we financing them. So that's exactly what's happening.
It's about the financing. Yeah. You know very well who is financing them.
Yeah.
And yesterday
these people that talk like that, and we like to laugh at them, and they have funny names, and they live in Tehran.
Yeah.
And other Muslim countries that they don't like us.
They don't like us? How can they not like us?
They don't like anybody that is not like them. Other people.
So listen to what happened.
They hate Jews in Israel because of jealousy. That's how I see it.
Doesn't matter what's the reason. Excuse me, if it was other reasons, so it was okay.
No, it's never okay.
Exactly.
It's never okay. And don't forget that 70 years ago, our nation walked into the gas chambers, burning. They burned us. They did to us. And yeah, now somebody will tell us. Somebody will lecture us. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know what happened? If you look in a genocide, do you actually know that at the eve of the World War I, there were 2 million Armenians on the border of Turkey. All right, there were 2 million Armenians. By the end of World War One, there were only 400,000. And who killed them? The Ottoman Empire, the Turkish people killed them. 100%. It was 100%. I promise. 1.5 million people were killed in a few years, just for
how
being.
How many homicides you got in Africa itself? That one tribe
That was a genocide.
No, that's proper
genocide. What
happened in Rwanda in 1995 or 1996? They killed over 1 million people.
Here you go. Rwanda was Hutus and Tutsis. It was a tribe against a tribe. I don't know.
Doesn't matter. It's a genocide. You kill another nation altogether.
Yeah,
they call them cockroaches. There was a Hotel Rwanda. Yeah. It was an amazing
one
movie.
Of the most amazing movies.
There was also a movie about the Armenians, about the genocide by the Ottoman Empire.
What makes me think that's how can somebody like this, like a Turkish government or the South African government, lecture the Jewish nation about what they're doing wrong when not long ago, I mean, less than 100 years ago, they had they genocided another nation completely. I mean, from 2 million, they made 400,000.
Listen, the Germans still, until this date, apologizing, because they're
apologizing to all over the world, yeah.
They're apologizing to all over the world, so especially to Israel.
Gerrit Jews. Cliff is the only normal one.
Normal what?
I think the jury is out on that.
No, I think Gerrit Cliff is... First of all, I know him personally. He's a hell of a nice guy. Liel knows him too. He's a really, really, really genuine, clever person. Genuine, you know, he's got his own opinion. You can't really... He's not anybody's puppet.
He doesn't follow...
No, he's not a follower. He's proper leader.
He's an individual thinker.
100%.
He's not anybody's puppet.
No, of course not.
You can't take him for granted. He's a clever person, and I...
And he's not a Chester Missing.
No, he's not.
He's someone else's puppet.
100%. 100% he's not. So, you know, let me tell you some small things that's happening right now in Israel. You know, there was a woman about 2.5 years ago that... You know, an Arab person jumped on her with a knife and stabbed her, and you know, Allahu Akbar and whatever, and stabbed her, and the knife broke inside her body, and he couldn't kill her
from the ferocity of his attack.
Yes, the knife broke. So now, he was charged with attempt murder, but he was
convicted.
He was convicted only
on killing.
No,
or
not even killing. Not homicide. It's got nothing to do with homicide.
Harmless attack.
Or a harmless attack or something. Yeah. Why? Because he didn't stab her too many times.
He only stabbed her once, because the first time the knife actually broke.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they say that it doesn't show intention.
Attempt to kill.
No, what was he doing? Testing out the knife, which wasn't a very good knife.
Yeah, he tested.
No,
on
he
the
wanted
knife.
To pet her on the yeah, on the shoulder with a knife.
And it broke.
You know, I don't understand the law sometimes. Yeah,
he wanted to give her a high five with a knife.
With a knife, in the head. Yeah.
He wanted to make a cutting statement.
So yeah, cutting statement exactly.
But that's not enough.
So believe it, and that's Israel. Look how the law works in Israel, and that's.
By the way, you want to know how the law works in Israel?
Yeah.
Today in the morning I read a beautiful, beautiful article that all the Hamas prisoners, they won the case and they're going to watch all the games of the World Cup in Russia.
Oh, nice.
You see?
Yeah. Nice.
Probably on HD.
The Israeli guys that were there, I'm sure they're watching as well.
The Israeli? I'm not so sure.
I'm sure. No, the Israeli
guys. But the Gaza? What?
No, the Israeli guys that are in... In Gaza.
In Gaza,
I'm sure they watch.
Talking soccer, Roy, what's happening on Saturday
night?
Before
we talk soccer, do you know that there's no more, you know, for all the Christians that defends the Hamas, do you know there's no more Christians in Gaza? Not even one.
Are you mad?
No, there used to be. There used to be a lot of...
Yes, there are also Christians in Egypt, but not for long.
No, not for long. But...
Are there any Jews in Egypt?
The only country is actually Lebanon that is... That there's a lot of Christians still,
but now
after the civil war in the 80s, most of them left.
So we've got, and now we can go into
your favorite subject.
Yeah, listen. So we've got Liverpool end of the week, Liel. I mean, I'm already. I mean, I'm
celebrating, Roy.
I'm going to celebrate.
My doctor gave me tranquilizers for the next.
Can I have half? Because I don't know. You know, I woke up this morning with cold sweat. It's not tomorrow.
If you're not a Real Madrid or Barcelona or maybe 10 years ago Milan fan, you're not used to your team coming every year or every second year or every 3 years to the final or whatever. And it's exciting. It's definitely exciting. I think that one of the most exciting years, although it wasn't a great final and the final was Porto against
Roma.
No,
Roma wasn't in finals for quite a few years.
Last time was against Liverpool. When Mourinho, last year of Mourinho in Porto, he took the Champions League, he beat another small team. It was two small teams that got to the final, and Porto won. I don't remember which one was the other one. It was very exciting, but it doesn't happen every time. The small teams get to the finals.
I think Liverpool's getting bigger. It's buying bigger players. They're buying better players.
Let's hope. I want to get to quarterfinal or even semifinals of Champions League every year. I want to fight for the league.
Roy, if Liverpool do so well, And every year they get better and better. It's attracting more names because 100%. People want to be part of the winning team.
Can I tell you something? It's not the winning that I'm after. This Liverpool game is such an amazing...
Yes.
They've got a tempo that no other
again,
team has.
Roy, but if you have this... I think that the Israel... Israel.
You got Israel on
my
brain.
My second love. Liverpool front three. The most exciting front three in soccer, in world soccer today.
Yeah, but the way we turn from defense to attack,
I think we are the fastest team that goes from defense to attack.
The only problem still remains, it's open to argument, is that our defense is pretty weak sometimes.
Well, it starts with our goalkeeper, which is a question.
We need a new goalkeeper next season. Allison,
I like him too.
I think you need to go with someone and you need to give him the confidence because a goalkeeper is not such a great skill. If you have confidence, you can be on a roll and you can have a year of
a
lifetime.
So then we can get Buffon.
Look at Buffon.
Buffon is out.
Yeah,
we can
Buffon,
take
but Buffon is going to Paris Saint-Germain.
Is he going to Paris Saint-Germain?
Yes, for sure.
But look at the Manchester United goalkeeper.
Even Neymar said that.
18 matches clean sheet.
No, but
he got the golden glove.
Yeah, but you know, he's first of all an amazing goalkeeper.
I don't like him at all.
He doesn't like you either, but that doesn't mean anything.
Well, the hair, I think.
They're both Spanish.
Well, Roy,
yeah, but let me tell you, the hair is
I don't know. I don't like him. And you know what I heard this year? That you know who is United's second goalkeeper?
Amazing.
Amazing. He is the first goalkeeper of Argentina in the World Cup.
Yeah, but Romero, you know what? Romero is an amazing. By the way, he's injured and not going to play.
No, he's not going to play. But he was the first pick of a goalkeeper in the World Cup. He's not even. I didn't think he played one game this year.
He played a little bit in FA Cup and stuff like that. But I think he's even better he's such an amazing goalkeeper.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to take Buffon and let Kyrgios sit on the bench and do nothing. He's a great goalkeeper. You give him the confidence, he's going to go far. He's a youngster. So
you know, that's what happened. If you remember, the first 2-3 years of De Gea was terrible. He was really, really not good.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't like him when he was in, I think he started in Atletico Madrid.
I'm not sure.
He was in Atletico Madrid and they took him to Manchester United. I never liked him. I can't say that he's not bringing results because he is.
18 clean sheets,
yeah,
he says.
Yeah, crazy.
And we've got like two.
Yeah, but we scored double the goals at Manchester United.
Let me tell you,
we don't have buses.
I don't know how people can even like Manchester United game.
Not the way they play.
With the players they have. I mean, I love Pogba.
Mourinho,
I think Pogba Mourinho is amazing.
Mourinho killed Pogba and killed Zlatan.
I love Zlatan. I love Pogba. I mean, I think they're amazing players.
You can't do that.
You can't. You can't
but the way Mourinho played in the last 6, 7, 8 years, he only care about the result. He don't care about nothing else.
He just want the points, the three points.
Yes, he want the 3 points. He want the cup. He want next to his name. It would
but
be
he,
written
got
another
he got nothing.
Cup.
He got second place. That's
now
what
he got nothing.
He got nothing.
Second place in the league. Second place in the FA Cup.
No, but
well,
it's good. But it's
no, last year, they took the league cup or the.
Did they? The Carling Cup.
They took Europa League.
The Europa League. Yeah.
So he had the cup. That's what he wants. He only wants the cup. He only wants what... And you see the way that... Listen, when I see a game Liverpool plays, I'm enjoying it. That's the whole thing.
It is amazing.
That's why we're supporting Barcelona.
What's going to be interesting next season is what happens to Arsenal. Because that's also going to be a big question.
Nah.
Because they've... With a new manager, new ideas.
They're a big team.
You have to understand, okay? Today... Liverpool have a great advantage because of our past and our heritage.
Yes, of course.
And you can't take it away. You can't take it
Arsenal,
away.
Arsenal, and I'm not an Arsenal supporter, also have a great history.
You know that Klopp, they interviewed him today, and he said that, because you know that they asked him to come to Manchester United as well. And he said, like he called himself, he's a football romantic.
Who's that?
Klopp.
So he said that Liverpool is the best, is the perfect team for him. Because of the past, because of the heritage, because of the fans, because of our stadium, it's make us special.
Let me go to what?
What, Roy?
We're just gonna put the ads and we'll come back to you in a couple of seconds. This is Roy and Friends with Peter Feldman, Liel Rimon, Moshe Starograd with us, and myself, Roy Peretz. We go a couple of seconds. So we're back. The time is now 9:52. We've got another 3 minutes to go. Our studio number is 0101403020. 34519. SMS is, of course, you've 1 rand 50.
No.
What
not
now?
1 rand?
1 rand 50.
No,
1 buck 50. 1 buck 50. Sorry.
$1. Let me tell you why I'm saying that.
Yeah.
People are listening to. Yeah. Hi, Helen.
Good. Yeah. Helen's just Helen. Put her head in the studio to say hello. Hello, Helen.
Like a boss.
Hello, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm
like a boss.
Okay. Reverse.
So it's 0618951019. And you're listening to Roy and Friends. And for that, we've got our friends here.
Other people are listening to our show and to Roy when he's doing his show. Other people that have radio show. And I picked up because I listened to a lot of other radio. They love the way he said buck 50. And yes, and that's gonna become a slogan just now.
Yeah, you know who says great that too? Man. Sasha Martinengo starts saying it.
Sasha
as well.
Martinengo,
as he said it.
Yeah, he says.
And other, I think you should register
and other ones, the buck 50. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Other ones as well. Other people as well. It's
I'm just sorry I never registered my slogan.
It's a lot of fun when people say, "I will say like Roy say a buck 50."
Yeah. Buck 50.
It's nice.
You know my slogan, Roy.
What's your slogan?
Yeah.
Local is lekker.
Local is lekker.
Yeah, I came up with that in the 70s when I was writing for the Star. Yes.
Yeah.
I should have copyrighted it then. I would have been a rich man today.
No, I wouldn't say my slogans. Let me tell you, my slogans are different.
Yours are off the wall, Roy.
No, my wife will fire me. But listen, anyway. So, you know who born today? Queen Victoria. You know Queen Victoria?
Very well.
She was the Queen of Queens.
Queen of Queens.
Yeah, yeah. She, Queen of Queens. So, Queen Victoria was the Queen of United Kingdom and Great Britain.
I know one guy that is important. Bob Dylan was born with me on the 24th.
He's born with you.
You don't have Bob Dylan?
I don't have
Zimmerman.
Really? Yeah. Mr.
Robert Zimmerman.
I don't know why. He's not on the 100 most...
No.
Most
he's Jewish, Roy.
He's a Nobel Prize winner. He's a Jewish.
He's very noble.
It's a lot of things,
and
you
he's
know.
Great. And he was born on 24th of May, 19 Futsek. Yeah,
it's a new term you've learned since being in South Africa.
It's quite old and it's quite.
Let's wrap it up. So, what do we have this weekend? We've got a great game that was on Saturday evening. What time?
Listen, quarter to nine. May the best team win, and may the best team win Liverpool.
May the best team Liverpool win.
May the best Liverpool win.
Who cares about Real Madrid?
No.
Yeah.
They have 12.
What?
11, 12.
What? Games?
No, wins.
It's enough.
It's more
trophies.
Than enough.
Trophies.
And the one,
how
what
much?
Is it?
Trophies. How many trophies?
Even Bolton trophies.
No.
I think
but they took the 10th one like 3-4 years ago. Yes. So, but
you know what? I'm happy to give them Salah as long as
they give
we win this one.
Million. No, even if we lose.
And we have to win that one.
Thanks, Roy.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
I will be very happy if he will score a couple of goals against them, and they will we'll buy him in 200 million in the summer. It makes me very happy.
It makes me happy as well. So,
it's not going to happen. Moshe's
with this, with a shade, with a light, of 2 million Armenians or 1.5 million Armenians being killed, and we're inviting Gerd Cliff to the studio. The time is now 9:56, and we're going to say our goodbye. So, have a very, very nice weekend.
Shabbos.
Have a great Shabbos.
Yes,
from us. Roy
Thank you,
friends.
Everybody.
Goodbye.
Cheers.